What about the combination of cetuximab and bevacizumab? Where do you see that heading?
The issue of targeting several biologics is an interesting one. Right now, it's being done for good preclinical biology, which suggests synergy between targeting the EGF and VEGF axes. There's interesting pilot data from a study nicknamed BOND-2. This is the study reported by Saltz and colleagues, which looked at cetuximab plus bevacizumab versus cetuximab, bevacizumab, and irinotecan. Both arms of that study appeared to do much better than the historical controls of the BOND-1, which is cetuximab monotherapy or cetuximab plus irinotecan. The response rates and time to progression were a lot higher than most of us expected. This is consistent with a real effect. It's also consistent with the types of very promising data often seen in pilot studies, which are not seen when the studies are followed up in larger multi-center settings. I think for both the theoretical and the practical reasons, it's highly worthy of study, and the real studies which will address this are actually two. The largest study will be a GI intergroup study of one chemotherapy regimen picked by the investigator, that being either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, with the addition of either cetuximab, bevacizumab, or both drugs. That third arm may be called the break the bank regimen. Whether or not there will be higher efficacy with the combination, how the two biologics will benchmark against each other, and what the side effect profile for each of these arms, I think, are questions which this type of large, good quality study need to address. There will also be another industry-sponsored study of FOLFOX, bevacizumab, plus or minus pamitumumab, which is the Amgen monoclonal antibody to EGFR1, which is essentially a biological cousin of cetuximab.